All right, everyone, welcome to the Dear Guitar Industry video series. I finally have Marco joining me on this episode because it is a very pickup-related episode, and Marco will be joining me on future episodes as well on the Tonecast. And Marco, we've been kind of simulcasting these, like the podcast is sort of back in this format, and then we're putting them on YouTube and kind of just encouraging people to go to the YouTube channel and comment. So do you remember what we do every podcast, the thing that we mention?
The pickup chooser.
Yes. If you were like, what do we mention?
If you go to our website, we have a lot of different pickups for a lot of different use cases. And if you really are just kind of unsure as to what maybe will fit for you or what your guitar is, and you're not really sure what you're capable of getting, like what's going to work, different mountings and stuff like that. Well, you go to the website and you fill out the pickup chooser. You can tell us all about your gear, your signal chain. You can put a little picture in there.
Mm-hmm. That's our favorite thing. It's like, ooh, Marco, look what this guy attached to the form. And
yeah,
I love that.
And then especially when they send us a picture after they've installed the pickups, that's pretty cool too. But that's just kind of one of the ways that we kind of give the someone walking into the shop and just kind of checking out the showroom and talking to us, like it's kind of like the virtual experience of the shop, of coming in and talking to us. So if you're curious, go to the website and fill that out, and thank you to all of those that have done so already.
Yeah, awesome. And I've been giving that disclaimer, you know, we're back into the rotation of giving that disclaimer at the beginning of every video, and I'm sure people are sick of it, but it is who we are. It is what we would try to do in being helpful. So go fill that out. The link will be below. And if you're interested in commenting on this subject that we're about to dive into, use the YouTube channel. So you can head to our YouTube page. If you're on YouTube watching this, then you're already there, and go down to the comments below and you can leave a comment on this subject. Okay, so we're going to dive into this thing. And with these shows, I've been trying to keep them really concise. So we're going to give just our like off the topic, off the head thoughts on this subject. And it's a subject that is our industry, our specific little corner of the industry, the pickup world, and specifically pickup pricing. Okay, so we're gonna get into the weeds of this pickup pricing thing, and like with these other shows we've been doing, I've been asking people to say, hey, could you expand on this portion of it? So we're gonna kind of do the bird's eye view of this thing. Mm-hmm. So, but we're gonna be honest and open about it. So, are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Okay. So when you see pickup pricing out there, what do you think when you see pickup sets that are $500 or $1,000? We've seen the Gibson set that came in a little case. We've seen some newer companies on the scene selling $900 humbucker sets. Mm-hmm. How does it make you feel? That sounds like a psychology question.
Well, it is. It's like not surprising to me, just the state of everything kind of in life right now. Everything seems to be kind of like ramping up. But it is kind of like you see the price tag and you're kind of like, oh, well, that's not for me, you know. And that's just the demographic that I'm in. I know that there's people that see that and they're like, oh, cool, that's affordable. So, you know, and that's fine too. But it just kind of, you're like, oh, maybe one day I'll have that money burning a hole in my pocket and I can experience that, or I'll be able to. That's why you have friends that have cool guitars and gear and good jobs that allow for gear money so that you can try these things, I think. But, you know, so you're just hopeful, but you kind of put it out of your mind, and I'm like, well, maybe that's not for me, and you kind of move on. Mm. But I know that's just for me and in my situation, so.
Yeah, I look at it from the consumer side and the company side as well. Obviously, we're in, you know, I don't want to say competition because I think that I hate that word in the industry. It's like they're competitors. I just don't like the way that sounds, like you want to fight the guys who sell these things. I think, like you said the other day in the shop, it's like if you can get the price. You know, it's a free, you know, free economy. You get what you can for it. I think the thing that I maybe have the biggest struggle with, or the hurdle, is, you know, if our pickup prices are at this level and you could buy three sets of our pickups for the one set of another really expensive brand, I struggle with that for the average guitar player, because, you know, it can be seen as, you know, the negative side maybe is like, oh, well, the Porter stuff maybe is really cheap, so it must not be as good, like price perception, right?
It's, yeah.
Like if a purse is $4,000 and one is like $80 at Target, then we're like, oh, that must be so much better to hold my hold my money or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think about that, and I think about it from like this weird sort of sense. I'm like, would I pay that much knowing what goes into making pickups and all that? No, I think they're overpriced. If I'm just going to be honest, I think some of those things are overpriced. They come with kind of a lot of like heady language sometimes, you know. It's like, oh, it's this specific thing. This, and I, again, we're not here to bash like other companies doing their thing, but we also, another thing you brought up, and maybe you can dive into this further, but just the average guitar player, you know, how much money do they have and what are we trying to do as a company? Are we just trying to make as much money as we can, or are we trying to help the customer upgrade their guitar and not break the bank, you know? Because we're probably in this weird like middle ground maybe on the pricing scale, maybe like just below 50% scale now based on some of these companies that are just charging insane amounts. So what do you think?
Well, yeah, I think it does kind of single out a lot of guitar players. And I mean, it maybe gives them something to like work towards, but we've always kind of wanted to get our pickups in people's hands and playing and inspiring people and just making good tones. And, you know, yeah, we could have charged a lot more, but we feel like where the price is at right now, it's still, you know, kind of, it has its value and it's worth the work that we're putting into it. And the hours that we've spent learning to do this stuff, we're in like an interesting position because like we could just essentially peel specs of these like $1 million pickups and then like, oh, well, let's see what it sounds like and see if it's, you know, kind of worth the squeeze. But it's like we've valued kind of finding our way of doing this stuff. And it just feels kind of like fair. And unfortunately, this industry is very much like showbiz, Hollywood. It is all about like perception.
It can be, yeah.
And so, yeah, you say that, you're like, oh, I have $1,000 to upgrade my guitars. I could get one of these sets, or I could get like 3 or 4 Porter sets. And, you know, if you call us on the phone and you're like, well, here's what I'm looking to do, you might get 4 Porter sets. I don't know. It doesn't hurt to be a human sometimes and have a conversation.
Definitely.
But yeah, so I think a lot of people would see that and say, oh, quality over quantity, or quality over quantity, and they'll, you know, make their choice that way. So it speaks to the people that we are, like, I guess, individually. But it just, yeah, it feels like my entire life, it seems like, oh, here's the club of all the cool people, and you're just trying to reach your way up there, and then you finally get up there, and then you realize it's still up there. So
that's right.
It's just kind of, it's interesting, just the parallels of stuff. But, you know, I don't think that it's, like, bad. And, yeah, if you can get that money, get that money, and it's hard to run a business, and everyone thinks, like, oh, it should be easy, or you should have enough payroll, but the reality is that like there's a lot that goes into it, and like margins and time and labor costs, parts, everything's going up.
Yeah.
So it's such a very delicate thing, I think, like where pickup prices are at.
Yeah, and we're always trying to balance that, right? We're agonizing over $15, $20 price increases for a set of pickups. You know, we're like, oh, I don't want to get up to this price point because we do feel like it can alienate some people. I mean, there are certain people that are just like, well, if a pickup set is $1,000, I could buy 2 guitars instead of one pickup set, you know? And I think that I would think the same way when it gets up to a certain price point. We talk about like acoustic guitars, you know, and there's kind of like in both of our heads, there's sort of like a breaking point. We don't want to spend more on that. Not because they're not worth it. It's just not, that's not where we want to put that much money into this one singular thing. So where do you guys land on this? This is a crazy topic. It's something that we often find confusing if we're really honest. I think we just, it's like, wow, why are they so much? And it really, you know, in our defense, I guess the only thing I would say is like our stuff is not inferior to the stuff that is 3 times as expensive. And I stand by that. I know what we've, like you said, I know what we've put into it. I know that what we've invested in it, and we have a lot of really happy customers. So we're not going to try to then get into that stratosphere of pricing. I just think that's not where we want to be. That's not where we want to go. We do have to keep the lights on, like you mentioned. We have to make sure people get paid. We have to, you know, pay for these SD cards that we're recording on this video on. And as you can see, we only have one microphone here. No, we have others, but we're trying this new format with the double talking. So Comments below. What do you guys think? Ridiculous, fair, crazy? You know, maybe you think we're off base on something. Feel free to leave that down below in the comments. This is all about having discussions and all about just kind of creating those conversations. But here we are, pickup pricing in our industry. That was a pretty good flyover.
Yeah.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I feel good about it.
All right. Awesome. We'll see you guys next time on the show.